Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, September 3rd, 1952, the Advocate announced that the Ursuline Convent School would be expanded in the near future. This Roman Catholic school for girls was opened on May 12, 1894, with just 6 pupils, but by 1897, it was housing 90 students. By 1952, it had continued to grow tremendously, and the Jesuits were eager to undergo such an extension as to accommodate more students. Many of these hopeful students would come from neighboring places such as Trinidad and even Venezuela. In fact, in recent years, an increasing number of Venezuelans had been visiting Barbados. After discovering and clearly being impressed by the convent, many of these individuals vocalized their desire to enroll their daughters into the institution, thus prompting the demand for the property to be extended. According to the Advocate, this expansion project should receive its full support from the government, as there was much to be gained financially from its growth. After all, with more children from abroad attending the school, there would be an opportunity for parents to spend their vacations on the island as to be near to their children. With tourism being a burgeoning industry at the time, this was seen as a most ideal situation. Added to this was the suggestion to also expand the lodge school to accommodate another 300 students. The reasoning behind this was that parents from Venezuela and elsewhere would no doubt be willing to send their sons to the law school once the convent could accommodate their daughters. The expansion of the convent, however, could not be realized without the acquisition of more space. The Honorable Dr. H. G. Messiah answered the school's prayers when he agreed to sell his family residence, Merton, at an undisclosed price. Merton was located next to the convent, thus making it the most convenient to add to the Roman Catholic property. Unfortunately, after being known regionally and internationally for its practical and religious tutelage, the long-standing institution is set to close its doors for good in 2023. However, its quality education and ideal location made it quite attractive to those near and far, prompting its expansion, as was confirmed by the Advocate on this day, September 3rd, 1952.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.